Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a thing going around. This feels like a Reddit thing, probably, but it's a celebrity no one can hate.
Yes.
And you guys can text your answers in, like, who's an unhateable person?
Rock. Mm.
The Rock. Mm.
Every role he picks, the character is good in some sort of way. Mm. Most of the characters
now they are
good. Yeah.
But back in the WWE, WWF days or whatever,
was he a bad guy?
Oh yeah, he was a heel. Oh, he went from good guy to bad guy.
He did?
He was a heel for a while too.
What's a heel?
The bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wrestling.
I think the Rock does too much. I think it's like, calm down.
He's saturated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also don't.
But you don't hate him. No one. How can you?
Yeah, you're right. I don't hate him. I find him, it's just like,
oversaturated.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just like, that's you do enough. Like, there's also, you have a show about you as a kid that's apparently awful that nobody knows about. Like, it's on
network. The Baby Rock.
Yeah, it's like, plus movies and acting, and you're always voicing.
And supposedly a presidential bid.
There's that now.
There's been talk of that, where it's like, get him on there because no one dislikes him.
He's just a good guy.
I don't know. I don't like him.
Because he's a good guy.
I think... Anybody who's that much that is, I, what's the
what
phrase?
About Jason Momoa, or is that, yeah, Momoa, is it Jason? Why does that sound funny?
No, Jason Momoa.
It is?
Yeah,
I think I like Jason Momoa way more than The Rock. I think Jason Momoa shows his bad side. Jason Momoa shows his reckless side. The Rock is too perfect, which somebody said to me years and years ago, still waters run deep. So if there's somebody who is that good,
there's something there.
There's something real bad.
Wow, you guys are waiting for it.
Oh, yeah. There's another shoe. There's something. It's just always given to kids and crap. It's like,
that bastard.
Give it something. And always being fit. No. Huh? Like, Momoa, he's got a bit of a dad bod right now.
He's more real.
He's got a little chunk around the stomach and stuff. He can get it back together fast and be a superhero.
So having chunk on your stomach makes you a bad guy?
No, I like Momoa. It's The Rock who I don't like because he's too perfect.
I don't see the correlation. Yeah.
It's the same with Beyonce. They like scrub the internet whenever there's a bad picture of her and stuff. And it's like, it's just too.
I don't like Beyonce. She's too perfect.
Yeah. Because we don't know.
Nobody's that perfect.
Nobody knows Beyonce. We know what they want you to know.
Yes. Are there pictures of Beyonce just straight out of like a Bikram yoga class looking like death, just sweat dripping out of every
one? Never.
Nada.
Yeah.
She's just, it's perfect.
Image the perfect. Yeah.
I don't like it. But I will say, if there's one celebrity that I put on a pedestal above all other celebrities, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, right.
I don't think he can act his way out of a paper bag, but it doesn't matter.
He's so genuine, so authentic.
He literally just gives his stuntmen Rolexes or Harleys and gives away all the money from the Matrix to like cancer charities and stuff because his mom died.
Yep.
Like, how do you hate that dude?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
You're trying. You want to.
You could get a haircut, maybe.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
It's hard to hate that guy.
Because the list that came out, number one on the list was Rick Moranis.
What's he?
The dude from the Shrunk the Kids dude?
He did a lot. He had a huge of work, but what's he?
Do you like him? Do you hate him? Or are you indifferent?
I like him as an actor. But he stopped on purpose because he had to raise a kid.
He raised his kids. His wife died. So I think the reason he's on the you can't hate him list is because there's that sympathy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize if his wife died, that does change it a little bit. But because everyone stays home with their kids.
Thank you.
Not, I mean, if anything, shouldn't he have made more movies to make more money?
Yes.
More millions?
If you want to not like Rick Moranis, go listen to Doug and Bob McKenzie. And you'll find a way to really hate that dude.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was a comedy thing. I don't know if it started from Second City TV or Saturday Night Live. And it's those two dudes like going, take off, eh, you hoser. And they just talk like
Canadians. Yeah.
Canadians. And they did albums worth of stuff. And I had friends who would make me come over and like, you gotta listen to this. And we listened to an hour of two dudes talking Canadian to each other.
Yes.
I hate him. Like, I don't. And he's the dork in Ghostbusters. There's nothing good about. I don't like him.
I love him. So,
who else is like? Is Dolly Parton unhateable?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a hater. I go the opposite way. Once it's she has kind of the Rock effect, where it's like she's so universally loved. What's under there?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
There's something.
You guys are just like, I don't know. I don't know what the word is, but there's some
cynical?
Sort of, yeah. That's it.
Jealous.
Can I? No. Let me tell you what. Here's why you don't like Dolly. Do you know how one of her primary forms of communication?
Fax machine.
Truth.
Oh, she's old school?
It is. That's not even old school. It's like you adopted the first layer of, like, old school would be phone. She like, oh, new technology, fax. And then she stopped. Like, you didn't go to the next thing, email or instant message or text message. She went to the first jump from phone and then quit.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that gets praised as like quirky or whatever. But anyone other than Dolly Parton could not do that.
No,
you'd be the biggest jerk if you go, you got to fax me. You go, what are you talking about?
That's a good point. And I also heard that she's got a great memory. Apparently, some guy did some work for her 10 years ago. And just recently, that guy was with his family at her amusement place.
Shut up.
She saw him, went up to him, and carried on this conversation, reminisced about what he took pictures with the fan, did everything.
You're trying to make me like her.
She's hard to hate.
The other thing,
and Dollywood is pretty cool. I've been.
She's a great businesswoman. She's a brilliant businesswoman.
The other thing I didn't like about her, because I grew up like a country fan and my parents loved her, she like denied for the longest time she was wearing a wig or she had any enhancements. She was always like, no, this is all me. It's like, come on.
Oh, I didn't know about her.
She was always going like, no. And it's like just, nobody cares. Just say it's not you. Say they're fake.
Okay.
Say it's a fake head.
It's hard to hate Dolly.
There's one more on the list, and I just want to say it, and then I'm going to run out of the room. Alan Rickman.
Stop it.
Why do you hate?
No, I don't hate him. I absolutely love him.
Oh, yeah, he's...
He was Hans Gruber, man.
Yeah.
He blew up Nakatomi Plaza.
Heck yeah.
You have to hate that dude. He was Severus Snape, the worst professor.
The best. And,
oh, we find out later he might have been a double agent.
Spoiler alert.
The movie's 30 years old, Aaron. Daniel Radcliffe is an AARP member. God.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.